Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Apple's music streaming business, Apple Music, is experiencing strong subscriber growth. But is it a profit maker for the high-tech giant? We'll explore this in a moment with the Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher. First, these money headlines. Want to know my salary history? Don't ask. The Wall Street Journal's Kelsey G writes that big companies like Amazon, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo say they've instructed recruiters not to ask about salary or benefits a candidate received in other positions, as more employers shift away from using past wages as a guide for setting their future pay. The move stems from a slew of new laws around the U.S. aimed at closing wage gaps in the workforce. The theory behind them is that using past salaries to benchmark future pay can perpetuate unfairly high or low wages that workers carry from job to job. New York City and Massachusetts passed rules in 2016 banning employers in those regions from pressing job seekers to disclose their salary history. Since then, more than a dozen other cities and states have followed with their own wage setting and wage inquiry rules for employers, including California, New Jersey, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh. Republicans have wanted to roll back regulations on auto loans, and critics say a Senate vote taken Wednesday will pave the way for more auto loan discrimination. The Senate approved a Senate Banking Committee proposal to repeal the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's guidance on auto lending. It was meant to prevent lenders from giving non-white borrowers more expensive auto loans. A source says the proposal will go to the House for a vote, probably sometime next week. From the Wall Street Journal's economy team, economic policymakers have been in Washington this week for the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, and officials are sticking to optimistic global growth forecasts, even though trade tensions between the world's two largest economies have unsettled global stock markets. According to the International Monetary Fund's forecasts released this week, global economic output is on course to grow 3.9% in 2018, the best year since 2011, with every major economy poised to grow for the second year in a row. Coming up, is Apple's fast-growing Apple Music service a moneymaker for the company? You're listening to Your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everyone. When you think of Apple, naturally you think of the iPhone, the device that has propelled the company deeper into legendary status. But with smartphones a maturing market, Apple has been turning to its services business for future growth. And a key chip in the services unit is Apple Music, the company's music subscription service. Apple Music's subscriber count has grown sharply, but is it a big moneymaker for the company? Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joins us from San Francisco. Dan, first, let's start off with this. How many subscribers does Apple Music have at this point?
Our last report has that they have about 40 million paid subscribers. Spotify last reported that Spotify expects to have around 73 million or a little more for the first quarter. So what Apple's been doing is closing that gap. They're still well below, but you know, Apple Music's been in the market for a much shorter time. And one thing notable is that it seems to have grown at least 11% in just 2 months from when we last had a piece of data on what Apple's subscriber count was. So it still seems to be in a pretty good growth phase for them. It's a service that comes essentially with an iPhone when people buy it, but you still have to elect to, you know, subscribe to it and turn it on. So it looks like they're having a pretty good rate of success getting their customers to do that.
Is Spotify the leader and is Apple second? What about ranking? Do you know anything about that?
Spotify is, as far as in the business of paid music streaming, Spotify is the leader by far, and Apple runs second. And then you have companies like Pandora and Amazon that also offer paid services. And some of those companies, Pandora and Spotify both in particular, also offer, you know, ad-supported services that are different and have a much bigger user count, but you know, those users don't generate the same kind of revenue. Apple doesn't have any sort of ad-supported business. So if you're going to do like a, pardon the pun, apples to apples comparison, you're going to compare it on paid subscribers.
So Apple Music costs $9.99 a month, $14.99 per month for a family subscription for up to six people. That's what I've read.
Yeah, and that's pretty competitive with what Spotify has. When Apple Music first launched, Spotify kind of cut down some of the prices for its family plans to remain competitive. So I think they're all at kind of similar levels right now because they're working off, most of them are working off a similar catalog. There's, you know, each one has some pieces of exclusive content in there. They may have struck a deal with bands for either performances or certain albums, but for by and large, you know, they're charging this pretty similar prices for access to similar content.
Dan, Apple's services revenues are expected to grow sharply, and Apple Music as well. It's some pretty big figure over the next few years.
Yeah, and, you know, services is an interesting segment for Apple because it lumps in a lot of things the company does. It includes when people used to buy music from Apple and buy it and download it. That's still a business. It's much less now that most people are streaming. But both of those go into services as well as people who download movies to their phones. And then all the apps that we put on our phones, if we pay for that app, you know, that goes through that service. And if that app includes a subscription that we're paying every month, that goes through that service, as well as things they're building for businesses. So the services segment for Apple is kind of a big hodgepodge mix of a lot of things. But music streaming is, based on some estimates I've seen, and which makes sense, is it's going to be the fastest growing part of that segment, at least for the next few years.
Yeah, something around 40%, I guess, over the next few years.
Yeah, that's one projection.
I don't want to bury the lead here, Dan. The question is Apple Music that profitable?
Not in the sense relative to some other services that are in that service bucket. The one analyst I quote in my report estimates the gross margins of Apple Music at around 15%. That's in the ballpark with a few other estimates that I've seen. And it's also not, Spotify expects to be about 24% this year. That's a projection they actually gave before they went public. So they're all within that ballpark in the sense that, and you know, music streaming in general is just not that profitable of a business because you have to pay so much to the rights holders, the record labels, the publishers, the artists that
royalties
have that. So yeah, so there's not the amount left over for the company doing the streaming isn't that big relative to other types of software-driven services that we see in the segment. So yeah, for Apple Music is a great revenue growth driver. It's probably not going to be a great earnings growth driver.
So I get the feeling that the most profitable part of Apple's services business is still its various app stores. And I guess it's still searching for other means of growing its services business. We've heard reports that Apple is planning a new subscription service, so it may look there.
It may, and I think they'll keep trying to find ways to grow that segment because that's a segment they can continue to grow even as their device sales start to hit a level of maturity. You know, the iPhone's having a decent last couple quarters because they put out a bunch of new devices, but overall that business is maturing. So the way Apple's going to get growth is to find new ways to make money off its user base, and so services is one of those. So yeah, selling news subscriptions, I think that report said, is one way. Music is another, but one of the most profitable segments they have is the App Store, because when people buy, when you and I buy an app on there for, let's say, a dollar, 70 cents of that is going to the developer who made that app, roughly, and Apple keeps about 30 cents. But because Apple recognizes the revenue on that transaction on a net basis, and they're not really taking on the cost of developing that app and servicing the app, it's a very, very high profitable business for them because that 30 cents they're getting is almost all profit.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal invites you to attend our first ever Future of Everything Festival, taking place May 8th through the 10th in New York City. This three-day ideas exchange will bring together experts, innovators, and the ambitious leaders, entrepreneurs, and students who are shaping the future. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com. Get a special offer of $100 off on tickets using promo code FOEF100.